Welcome to the Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine Ingram, and we are the co-founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
The purpose of our ministry is to encourage people to get out with God so that they can heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 11 of our Journey with Jesus, a Lenten reflection. Before we get started, I would like to invite you to look below in the description. You'll find two links there, one to our monthly calendar of all the scriptures, and the second one will be to our companion download, which we provide for you a little more in-depth look into the scriptures than we can discuss today. So, once you do that, why don't you listen to my lovely wife as she reads our scripture for the day.
So today's scripture comes from Ephesians 2, 12 through 13 from the NIV version. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Isn't that good?
Yes, I like that. You belong.
I think it's something that we as society struggle with.
Belonging?
Belonging and feeling worthy and wanting to belong.
Yeah.
I mean, that number one thing that we all want to be loved. We all want to have that sense of belonging wherever that is in our family. I mean, even in your little family unit, sometimes you're like, I don't know. Or work, or especially with social media.
Oh, yeah. Social manipulation, I call it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely can give you the imposter syndrome because you're always seeing the highlights of people's lives, and then on top of that, you're only seeing the highlights of people's lives that the algorithms want you to see.
Right.
So, can really leave you out of sorts if you're having a tough day or if you're having a tough week or month.
And we have all kinds of programs and support in today's society. Can you imagine being the Gentiles back then? They're like, nope.
Yeah.
You don't belong.
Yeah. They were definitely not part of the Jewish family and were far off from God. And I'm sure that the Jews let them know that frequently. But now. Yeah, that's right. But God. And through Jesus, now we have been brought near and now we belong. And, you know, in the companion download, you'll see a quote from Brené Brown. And this last part of the quote, I want to read it to you because I think if you really think about it, it will be very insightful and very profound. The last quote is, "Because true belonging only happens when we present our authentic, imperfect selves to the world. Our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance." And I would go at one step further and say it's our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance and our acceptance of what God has said He has made us. Because I guarantee that most of us, myself included, don't feel righteous. We don't feel holy. We don't feel perfect.
Or equipped.
Or worthy of anything from God. And a lot of times, a lot of us have had religious teachings that have enhanced those feelings and made us feel unworthy or feel separate from God because we're not good enough.
Shame,
blame, condemnation. We talked about that a little bit. So we have to set all those feelings aside And we have to focus on what God said in His Word that He has done for us and who He has made us. He has made us righteous, truly holy, perfect, without blame, spotless in His eyes. And He has accepted us, and we now belong to His family.
Yep, and He knew who we were when He created us, and He created us for a purpose, each one of us. And if we don't show up authentically, we're not fulfilling that for Him. Like, we're changing that whole...
Oh, the whole dynamic.
The whole dynamic of everything. And I just think about that. If I tried to change who I was, the circumstances that... And if I didn't show up and do what the Holy Spirit is just telling me, you know, that little nudge, there's so many other people that could be impacted in a negative way, or they won't, I don't know, they won't get that gift that God gave me to share.
Well, and you know, that's very true. What is one of the biggest things that the world says about people that go to church? Oh, why would I want to go hang out with those hypocrites? Because when they go to church, they put on their church face.
Yes.
They act their church way. And the better way is to recognize who God has made you and just be true to that. Mm. Whether you're at church or in the world, at work, at play, and just be authentic, be authentically what God has created you. That's genuine. That's where
you don't need four walls and a steeple to do that. Yeah. I mean, you know, these are our four walls here, and just getting out and being, you know, again, we're going to say it again, get out and get into relationship with God, and that's where you're going to find belonging.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where if I'm feeling down or if I'm feeling whatever I'm feeling, yes, I can, you know, I have you, that's great, but I should be going to God. I should be going to God in those
moments. Oh, absolutely.
And you too. I mean, yes, we want that fellowship, but that first stop should be with God. I think of Nehemiah and boom, I'm going to stop everything and I'm going to pray. I'm going to stop everything. I'm going to talk to God when there was a moment.
Yep.
He asked for direction. The book of Nehemiah is one of my favorites, so you'll hear me quoting it a lot. But he stopped and asked for direction from God. He stopped and asked for comfort and providing, you know,
direction. Instruction.
And provision.
Mm-hmm.
Get the word out. Provision. I want to be like that.
Mm, yes.
I want to accept who God made me and stop trying to change to fit in, to morph, to be accepted by the fleshly ways and the the people, humans. Like, humans are always going to, like you said before, humans are always going to let us down. But God won't. God will always be there. Humans will always disappoint, but God won't.
Well, and that has to do with our fallen perspectives on things. And as we renew our minds, we'll become more faithful and we'll become more reliable and become more trustworthy as we grow into who God made us. People in the world don't have that influence.
Mm-hmm.
So they will always let you down in one form or another.
Sure. I had this vision of a hamster in a wheel. When we're trying to change ourselves, like, we're never going to make everyone happy.
No.
There's someone going to not be happy at everyone every moment. And there's different reasons that they're unhappy with us. So, you know, we're not lifting the weight that they don't want to carry. That, you know, they are envious, maybe they don't like the color blue and we like the color blue. I mean, there's so many things, and it's not about us. It's about them, and it's about their relationship with God. We don't know what's going on in someone's life, you know, to see that conflict or for them to exclude us from things.
Yeah. Well, and that these truths apply in every area. That's why the diet culture doesn't work. You know, that's why most of the religious culture doesn't work, because the focus is always changing from the outside, hoping that that will change the inside. And that's completely backwards from God's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
God says, renew your mind. Renew your mind. And what is He talking about? Filling it with the Word.
Sure.
And that will have the outward effect that you desire.
And that's why we cling to that scripture of spirit, soul, and body. Body is... I mean, bodies last. Yes, it's one of those components, is that triad, but it still shouldn't be at the beginning.
It's caboose.
Yeah,
it follows. Exactly. It follows where your spirit, first your spirit, you have to recognize that it's renewed and perfect and holy and all of those things. And then as your mind grows in that knowledge and accepting that and believing that, then your body follows. Mm-hmm. So the mind is the gateway between the spirit and the body. You want results in the body, it has to start in your spirit and go through the mind, and then it ends up in the body. And when you follow that pattern, you will always see success, as long as it's following in God's path, taking the truth that you see in the Word from of what God has made you, learning that in your mind and growing in your acceptance and believing of that. And without even any effort, your body will just follow. It's the same thing with loving others. It's the same thing with giving others grace. It's the same thing with all of the things that God has called us to do. Anyway, we went way down a rabbit trail, didn't we?
I know.
From belonging.
Yeah, but it all ties back to it, because there's all those different areas are pulling us. So in any one given day, you say, oh, wait, we're not too thin. We're not thin enough. We're not this enough. We're not educated enough. We're not that enough, blah, 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 blah. And it all ties back to that belonging.
Yep.
And again, get out with God and you will belong. You do belong, but you'll feel it more. It'll fill you up.
Yep. Yeah.
We've rambled.
We have.
It's good. You want to pray us out?
Yeah, I think I probably should. Because we could go on like this all night and all day and into the next night and into the next day. No, anyway.
Yeah, let's pray us out.
Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you today, Father, that you have brought us near through Jesus and joined us into your family. We thank you, Father God, that right now, whether we feel it or perceive it or not, the truth is that we belong to you and that we belong in your family. Not by anything that we've done, but because you have brought us near. So I just pray, Father God, that you give us that greater revelation of that truth in our lives. That we know that we know that we know that we know that we belong to you. And that you have promised us that you will never leave us or forsake us. You will never let us down. And that you honor your word even above your own name. So those promises that you've made to us, we can take them to the bank because you will honor that. And we just thank you for the privilege of walking into that blessing. We love you, Lord, and we just thank you so much for your grace, your mercy, and for adopting us and giving us a home with you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen.
That's awesome.
That's good stuff.
Yes, indeed. That'll leave you with some peace.
Some perfect peace.
Perfect peace. Shalom, shalom. We'll see you next time.